Time for another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Tasty Cachola. Good morning.
Good morning, JR.
How are you?
I am wonderful. It is a beautiful day.
1st of August.
Yeah, already.
Where's
fall.
That?
I'm just I'm looking forward to...
Are you?
I'm looking forward to a little cooler temperature.
Okay. Yeah, we've been brutal, though, haven't we, though?
Yes, it has.
Get up some mornings, I'm thinking I'm in Dubai or something. It's so hot.
Yeah, humid.
It's the way it is. Man upstairs got control. We just roll with the flow, if at all possible.
Exactly.
So,
you gotta love Florida.
Yes, that's why we're down here, right?
Exactly.
But in the world of healthcare, any exciting news coming up on the horizon? I know you've got your...
My certifications, yes. I'm just about done with them.
Are you?
Yes, almost through it.
Boy.
I still have to attend all of the face-to-face, meaning I have to sit down with the different carriers and they will present their 2027 plans to me. So I will know what they look like, whether they're taking benefits away or adding benefits. So the next time I do this show, I should have some idea, but I won't be able to actually share those ideas until October 1st. Because the reason they do that, they make agents promise not to disclose the benefits, is they have up until October 1st to make changes and have it CMS approved. I mean, Centers for Medicare Services have to approve what their plans are. But they've got up until the 1st of October to make any changes they're going to.
Is that enough time?
It usually is. Once October 1st goes by, then it has to be locked in stone. They can't make any changes after that.
Nothing.
No, not in benefits. However, this last year, we've seen some strange things going on in the world of Medicare plans and their carriers. Mid-year, they'll take a plan off the market. Now, they can't change the benefits in the plan, nor that can they take the plan away from people who have it, but they don't allow anyone to sell anymore. I mean, the agents are not allowed to sign people up for them. So I've never seen that happen before, that they will do that, but this is the first year I've seen it, where they'll take a plan off the market. I mean, a really popular one. This last year, there was one really popular PPO. Everybody was signing up for it. And then about March...
Cut it.
That's it. They're not going to let you sign people up for it any longer.
The ones that were on it already have to,
they have to let them run it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see once we get to October, whether they're going to send out letters taking that plan right off the market. They did that last year with one of the carriers, and they may do it again with another carrier. Who knows? And the reason they do that is because they get too many people signed up for the plan, and perhaps it's not profitable.
Is that like what happened to me plus all those other clients? It was just the clients
that was last
you had
year, yeah.
With that plan that we had?
Yes. It was just the benefits were too rich.
Yeah, right.
And they were unable to sustain it. So rather than tweak the benefits and take something away and add something, they just took it off the market and recreated a new one.
Yeah, I remember that. I was surprised. And you told me it was going to happen. You're going to get a letter saying, guess what? Your plan has been dropped, and they're trying to give you all kinds of other options and stuff. See, this is where Kathy comes into play. When it comes to situations like this, just thinking you got it all, things knocked, and things do happen. That's why if you're getting ready to do the Medicare deal and going to be coming up on 65, and depending whether or not you're going to still work on all that, you make that appointment with Kathy, and she'll be able to give you the ins and outs, because this stuff can be complicated. And trust me, we have it in our commercial, you and I did. They can do it on their own, but are they going to be in trouble if they do?
They sometimes will make mistakes, and sometimes
correct.
They do it fine. But, I mean, if it's me, I'm not taking the chance, because you want this to go smooth. And once you're in Medicare and once you've got everything smoothed out, then you can go ahead and enroll yourself or do whatever after that. But you haven't made a mistake going in.
My idea of this is you got an independent agent that's going to help you out with this. I tell you, you don't want to be playing games. It's not worth it. Some of the people that we've talked about over the past, how many years we've been doing this program, is some people thought, oh, everything was fine. They kept the insurance, but didn't realize that they had to take the Part B. And some people were penalized for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's why you need somebody to help you out with this. You're that person.
Once you are assessed a penalty by Medicare, by Social Security, it's a permanent penalty. You don't outlive it. You can't just pay it and say you're done. As long as you are on that plan or on Medicare, you're going to pay that penalty. So that's the dig, is that it's not a mistake you can recover from. It's just something you're going to pay for the rest of your life. So I have one really good story that, I mean, this illustrates why you need help doing this. So a gentleman's turning 65. He has coverage through his employer. Good, credible coverage through his employer.
Okay.
However, he's a truck driver. And he says, I often change employers because you sign up, employ with this company or that company to do long hauls or whatever, however they do it.
Sure.
And I told him, I says, in his case, I mean, as long as he stays with his current employer, he's fine. He's not going to get penalized. But if he went ahead and did that and switched employers, as soon as he made that first change, his forgiveness for penalties over.
But you still have, what, 60 days to make that switch?
Right. So in his case, I told him, don't even take that chance. Just get your Medicare Part A and B, get yourself on Medicare and off the employer's coverage.
And it'll be better for him anyhow, right?
It'll be better for him anyway, and he doesn't risk building a penalty because he switches employers. Because these folks typically are on the road a good part of the year. So it's not like they can come to town and go see me and sign up and get everything straightened out once they change employers. Just from the get-go, go on Medicare, A and B, and go to Medicare.
Now, you caught him just before it all happened.
Before it all happened. Because he was thinking that he was going to stay. He was going to not apply for Medicare and just stay with his employer, thinking he can do what he always does, which is employers, you know, a couple times a year. That's not going to serve him well, because he will get penalized when he switches employers for the very first time. So the rule is, as long as you have coverage through an employer and you don't make any changes in that, meaning you can't go from one employer to another or change your plan from one plan to another or go on COBRA, you can't do any of those things, because if you do, then you will automatically incur a penalty for as long as you live, and you don't want to do that.
That's where a lot of people just get, I didn't know that. You've had that told to you how many times? I didn't know. Nobody told me nothing.
Yes.
That's where you come in.
Exactly. And then there's others, like I get calls from people, they hit the panic button. They're coming up on 65, and everybody's telling them, you have at their work, everyone's telling them at their job, you have to sign up for Medicare Part A and B, or you're going to get a penalty. That depends. If you're going to continue to work there, one employer, one healthcare plan, then you don't have to sign up. You can delay it for as long as you are gainfully employed with credible coverage. The only time that it changes is when you make a change in that. Different employer, different plan. That's when you're going to run into trouble.
Well, and the thing of that is, too, and the employer has to have at least 20 people.
Correct.
That's
it has to be
one.
A large employer, not a small mom-and-pop shop. Like, for example, this radio station doesn't have enough employees to qualify for credible coverage under Medicare rules.
That's why I had to change mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it came out better.
Absolutely. It cost you less money,
yep.
And you got way better coverage.
And even with the situation with my drug thing, what we had to do, since I had to go back on, was it straight Medicare?
Straight Medicare with a supplement.
With a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still
better.
Better than it would be if I was still on the other mess.
Yeah, absolutely better. There's nothing but an upside here.
It's always a good sign then when it's an upside.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy's number is 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. Please check that out. All kinds of great information on there, plus past programs. Send Kathy an email through the site and check out what's going on that website, KECinsuranceServices.com. Now, you are going to be having the open house at the office beginning of October, October 5th, if I'm not mistaken.
Through the 9th.
And people, I'm going to tell you right now, if you haven't called for an appointment, just do it. I know you're looking at it like, that's something August 1st. That's 2 months away or so that she's going to be having this open house. Seats will fill fast, guaranteed. So don't wait. Give Kathy's office a call, 727-735-2337. Lock in a time. She'll be able to give you all the information as to the plans that are coming up. Maybe your plan will stay as put. That's fine. She'll give you that information.
Then
you're on your way.
Exactly. Then your mind is at ease.
Yes.
Because you don't have to do anything, and all the pressure that you're going to get, you are going to get tons of pressure from telemarketing calls, the television, even
mailings.
From the radio, from mailings, your mailbox will fill up. There'll be you're going to get a lot of pressure from the, I'm going to say the agent community, but more it's agencies that are doing this. A lot of telemarketers, and some of them from out of the country. That's what I would like to see totally stopped, because they'll call centers. Those are not agents calling you. They're just people who work at call centers. If they can get you on the hook, meaning they can convince you to change your plan, then they transfer you to a licensed agent. But typically, they're just call center staff that you talk to. And you cannot get back to them either.
No. Yeah, there's no callbacks.
No callbacks.
No, you can't call. They call you. You can't call them. And once you're off that phone, you're out of luck.
Yeah. I mean, it is not a good way to get your health care. In my opinion, having an agent is valuable, because you can call that agent and say, like, I had a gentleman call me yesterday. My chiropractor dropped my plan. Can you give me a new chiropractor? So I looked it up and I sent him a list. And I even called several of them to make sure that they took his plan. Just a little extra service. But jeez, that is what agents can do for you. You can't call back a call center and say, hey, my doctor dropped my plan. Can get me a primary care doctor that you personally can vouch for.
Right.
Or a chiropractor or whatever it is. And that's what an agent can do for you.
That's why, and Kathy's an independent agent, so she doesn't just have one company she has to accommodate for. She's got several of them, several for her to look for you. So I always talk about this. We sound like broken records, but it's the way it is. You're not going to have a five-minute sit-down with her. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen, because she's going to give you all kinds of information. What's your lifestyle? What kind of medications you're on?
Who are the doctors you care about?
Right.
And that's important, because if you are undergoing treatment for whatever and you have certain doctors all set up that have all your records and, you know what's going on with you, you don't want to give those doctors up.
No.
You want to be able to keep them. So that's that's important, that I do my due diligence with every person and say, and I need a list of your doctors. I need a list of your prescription drugs, because I run that through the system to make sure that, you know, I'm not making big changes in your life, that everything that you want to happen is going to happen.
Right.
And you're inevitably going to save money. I had a gentleman in my office yesterday. He was trying to decide if he wanted to go to Medicare or keep his employer's insurance. And I looked at his employer's insurance. It's pretty decent.
Really?
Exactly. I says, you know, that's up to you, but here's another consideration. How much is this costing you? So he was paying $300 every 2 weeks out of his paycheck for that plan through his employer. He can have...
That's $600 a month.
That's $600 a month. He can have the Cadillac of all plans for less than that. The very best
Medicare plan. Did he say Medicare sign me plan, up? Did he say he, sign
he,
me up?
He absolutely did. You know, he wanted to...
Didn't know what to think.
He didn't know what to think. I said, that's enough money to pay for the very best there is in the world.
See,
that's what he ended up taking, too.
Again, if you're coming up on 65, give yourself 3 to 4 months so Kathy can make sure everything, the I's dotted, T's crossed, because, yeah, it does happen. You get a few glitches, but this way it gives you enough time so when it's a 65 does hit, then it's going to be just a walk in the park, pretty much, okay? And you need to have all that stuff taken care of. And Kathy does it not just one way. She'll sit there and fax snail mail electronically. This way, it's going to land on somebody's desk.
It is, because they make mistakes. Boy, do they make mistakes. Social Security is not, I mean, I don't even understand how they can make some of the mistakes they did. So I'm still waiting on this poor lady. I feel so bad for her. She, you know, turned 65 in July. So she's already behind the eight ball. So she had signed up for Part B in April. They issued her Part B effective in February of 27. You couldn't even request that if you begged them to do it. But yet, that's what they did. And she called them up and they says, well, it must have been that we got two applications. And they won. There was no two applications.
No.
So
somebody didn't know.
She hung up and called back again, and they got a gentleman on the phone. Sometimes you'll get people that are really knowledgeable and really helpful. And this gentleman was very knowledgeable, very helpful. Says, I don't see two applications in here, and I don't even know how this could have happened. So he immediately put through an emergency revision and an appeal so that she could get it changed to when, you know, August, I mean, I think it was August 1st.
Wow.
Automatically get it changed, because... you couldn't request that. They would not honor
that
of 27. Yeah. There's no way you could ask for that and they'd grant it. But yet that's what they did. So they make mistakes. They absolutely do. And another gentleman applied for his Part A and B because he's employed. He's over 65. They gave him his Part B and his Part A.
How does that happen like that?
Again,
doesn't usually that go hand in hand?
Yeah, it does. So when you turn 65, unless you've turned it down, he's never turned it down, you're going to get Part A, but you have to apply for your Part B.
For the love of God. See,
so we're still waiting on that for him. But they, like I said, they're not infallible. They make some big mistakes.
Well, that's why 3 to 4 months in advance because of that, because of stuff like that. Not saying it happens all the time. It gets smooth sailing. You know, Kathy's talked about a couple of these people that have gotten their stuff taken care of, and within 2 weeks, everything is a click. And I'm going, it happens. It happens. It depends on where it's going.
Depends on whose inbox it's going into. So they're human beings like any other industry.
We understand
and
that.
And they're people that get, they're right on the ball. And as soon as they get in their inbox, they process it. Boom, bang, you're all done. There's others that will, you know, maybe not be so good at their job. So it's just like the population.
My thing of it is that, but that, what if that was you doing that? What if that happened? It was going to be your turn to do this. Would you treat people like that? No, 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 no. Again.
No, every person's a priority. Every person.
That's right.
When they're turning 65, they want it done right. That's why the company.
And that's why I did. You know, plus, we've done this show for a long time, and I've learned so much. And, you know, when I'm out with some people or whatever and talking, and I say, well, make sure you can do this. And they go, well, how do you know this? Wait a minute. I'll tell you how I know this, okay? Because I've learned a lot. And Kathy has been doing this for a long time. We always say, you know, she's been doing this for eons in a week and knows what is going on. And being the independent agent, every year certifications, accreditations, all that has to be taken care of since she is independent, okay? So you're not going to go wrong. Trust me, you will not. 727-735-2337 is Kathy's number. Now, if you need to make that appointment for the open house coming up October 5th through the 9th, I suggest you start doing that as soon as you can.
Yes, okay. Call that number. Miss Karen will answer the phone, put you on the schedule.
Simple. Mm-hmm. The office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, corner of Forest Oaks and U.S. Highway 19. Right down from the Taste of Portugal, okay?
Taste of Portugal, Guido's Pizza, Nature Coast Jewelry. It's everything is right there in that plaza.
You can't miss it. You can't miss it. And I saw something about that Taste of Portugal. Someone put it on Facebook. I happened to glance to see something. It says it's awesome. So there you go. You like it there.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's very good.
But, again, make that appointment, and you can visit with Kathy at the office, okay? Now, you've got a couple of other agents in the building.
I do, yes. And they're not always there, but they're always close.
Okay.
Because
they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're going to people's houses, and they're they have their own appointments outside the office. So there's certain agents that specialize in certain things. Like I have an agent or two agents that specialize in under 65 plans. People like, you know, Obamacare, ACA, different kinds of health care plans for people under the age of 65. So if you are one of those people who do not have Medicare, they can help you.
Very good. See, that's what it's all about. Like one-stop shopping. I mean, you know, and a lot of people just are overwhelmed by a lot of this stuff. I mean,
well, I'd be the first one to admit to you is that under 65 plans are not ideal. They are not. Because, I mean, the deductibles are way too high. The premium is ridiculous. Just absolutely outrageously priced.
And that's what's bad. Okay, so hurry up and get to 65. You'll be better off. But that's the thing, you know, and a lot of the people just are surprised as it is the cost of health insurance, and it doesn't have to be that way. It really, really doesn't. No. You're saying that a lot of the stuff with Social Security and stuff and Medicare, the security is tighter to get through because of fraud.
Right. A lot tighter. So when you sign up for, well, the very first thing you have to do is sign up for your account, my Social Security account. That's what they call it, my Social Security account. So when the first time you sign up for that, of course, you're going to have to go through a lot of security measures. Take a picture of your driver's license, front and back. Take a picture of yourself. And they use facial recognition software to verify that the picture you took is you, to make sure before you move forward. Then they also send codes to your phone, to your email, and to your text, just to make sure that your text and your
phone,
everything's
covered.
Everything belongs to you. So I think that's a good thing, because the fraud that was in the system was unbelievable before they started cracking down on security.
Well, they had to. They had to. But don't make it complicated to where people are just going to freak out. But that's the way it has to be. Unfortunately, it's the way it has to be.
It is. And I get, folks, I get it. There are people that just, I mean, they have a flip phone or jitterbug or whatever it is. And they don't have the ability to do that. In those cases, I have to send in a paper app, because we're not going to be able to go through the security protocols to get them online. We just have to do it the other way. And then when that happens, then Social Security will actually call them up and make a phone appointment. So they'll call up. They don't do the phone appointment.
Right.
Call them. They call and make an appointment. So a certain date and a certain time that they will call, and they want you to have all of your documents in order to be able to verify your identity over the phone.
Again, if you're not sure about this, just give Kathy a call just to put the mind at ease, because, again, you can do this stuff on your own. I would not recommend it at all, because it's like putting yourself out there in the ocean with sharks. I mean, you just never know what could happen, and it could be a disaster, Kathy.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that, you know, I always caution people about, there is an army of agents out there knocking on doors. Don't fall for that.
Gosh, no.
They're not allowed to do that. It is against Medicare rules, but some are doing it anyway, and just don't encourage it. It's not good for the agent, because they're being sent out there by an agency. And if they get caught and, you know, get threatened with their losing their license, the agency's not going to own them.
No, they're not.
They're going to say they were on their own.
See, and that's the bad part of this kind of stuff happening, because, like Kathy, we talked about at the top of the program, with the open annual enrollment coming up, you are going to be inundated. If anybody calls you on the phone, you hang up, say thank you, but no thank you. That's it. Simple. Hang it up. You're going to get all kinds of stuff in the mailings, okay? You're going to get...
That is really the only legal way that they can make unsolicited contact, is by mailing you things.
Well, if you do get those, you'd have to read the fine print, and I'm going to tell you right now, don't bother. You just give Kathy a call, because some of that stuff is just going to blow your mind, and what you see there is not exactly what you're going to get. So if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get, depending on your phone, you're going to get texts, you're going to get emails, you're going to get everything under the sun.
You are.
Until the end of the year, until the new plan has to take effect. Just, especially on the phone, I'm going to tell you, hang up.
On through December 7th, you're going to get unbelievable. You probably are now getting phone calls if you are getting close to 65. Because here's what happens, and people don't realize this. How do they get my address and my phone number and my date of birth? Social Security sells those.
Yeah, that's
to agencies.
See, that's wrong.
And they
buy
thousands of them. They call T65 lists, turning 65 lists.
Right.
They call them the T65 lists. And it'll have their name, it'll have their phone number, it'll have their address and their date of birth on it. So that's how they end up with, you know, your phone number and your address, is because Social Security sells that information.
Okay. As they say, caveat emptor, which means let the buyer beware and don't get yourself caught. Trust me, don't get yourself caught. These phone things are just unreal. Remember back in the day, they called the house wanting to speak to mom. She goes, I got TRICARE for life. Well, we can do it. She goes, thank you for calling. Have a nice day, and click. Simple.
Yeah.
They're not going to do you anything. And like Kathy has said, they hook you to an agent because they're just a caller. They'll send you to an agent, and then you know nothing after that. You know them from nothing.
No. You don't even.
No recourse.
No, none at all. They'll just give you their first name, not their last name.
Yep.
And that'll be the end of it. That'll be the end of the conversation once you sign up with them. They're done.
That's why we tell you to.
They move on to the next one.
I just don't know how people sleep at night when they do this kind of stuff. I really don't. And, you know, and for what you do, these kind of people give you guys a bad name.
For sure.
You've been doing this long enough, and you just see some of the ruthless things that some of these people do that they get hooked into.
That's the one part of this career. I mean, if you're going to be a health agent, be a good ethical health agent.
Simple. Ethical.
Ethical. I mean, if that plan that you're talking to them about is in their best interest, that is the only way you would sign people up for it. Because understand, no company pays you more as an agent than the other. They all pay the same because Medicare standardizes the payment that the commission payment that the agent gets.
Oh, that's how it works.
They don't get any more from any other company. So doing the right thing is not only in your best interest, it's also in their best interest.
You know, seriously, people, you know, think about it. And you want to think hard because you know what you need to do is give Kathy a call, 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. All right. Office 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, corner of Highway 19 and Forest Oaks. Down from Taste of Portugal, down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. You can't miss it. Open house comes up on October the 5th through the 9th. Make that appointment for that as well, because then Kathy will be able to give you an idea as to what the plans are going to be available. You may just want to keep what you have. If it's still there, fine. But she'll be able to give you an idea as to what's going to happen. Then come October 15th, she can put pen to paper.
That's right. We can't take applications until the 15th. But you're going to have a good idea of what you want by then. Maybe it's what you have.
You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. We'll do it again in two.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.